Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Tony Uphoff back on the show. Tony's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. CEO of Thomas anchors the popular weekly Thomas Index video reports. How about that? He's an award-winning executive and been recognized by a number of organizations. And he's here with some predictions, some tech predictions for the new year. Tony Uphoff, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, always great to be on the show. And again, a belated Happy New Year, my friend.
It's good to have you back, Tony, as always. So the Blasingame's first law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. All you have to do is say small business, and it's understood that we're all undercapitalized. And how that manifests in real life is in the degree of difficulty that we have keeping up with the compression of time between changes. We buy a piece of technology, we get used to it, we incorporate it into our operation, and then we turn around before the box has almost been taken out of the back door. There's another version coming out, and we're just paying for the last one. And it's really hard, not only from a capitalization standpoint, but culturally, adopting new technologies, new platforms, new customer expectations. These are the biggest challenges for small businesses today, aren't they?
It's huge, Jim, and it's a perfect opening to set the stage for a few of the things that I thought would be interesting for you and I to talk about and share with your listeners. If you look at the industrial and manufacturing markets, we've been using this expression of Industry 4.0, which is really a reflection of what you're talking about. It's one of those moments in time where there's a step change in the combination of technologies and then the adoption of those technologies. And as often happens, we tend to overestimate how fast this will happen, this phenomenon of Industry 4.0, but we then underestimate the ultimate impact. So 2020, we will look back and realize, was the year that Industry 4.0 became a reality. Hmm. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And the simplest reason really is it's the adoption and maturation of the enabling technologies. You know, you just touched on it in your opening question there. And I'll give you a real simple example. If you remember back in the early 2000s when we would rent or buy DVDs of movies or television programs. And by the way, in the year of 2006, that business, i.e. buying DVDs of movies, hit $22 billion in revenue. It was two Wow. times the theatrical box office.
Wow.
Well, streaming was around. Mm-hmm. Streaming was a known technology. It's just that the enabling bandwidth to make that mainstream wasn't available. Guess what? Sure available now.
All right.
And everybody's in streaming. There's one blockbuster left, and no one buys DVDs anymore. Now the same thing is happening.
And Comcast, I bet you could get a deal on cable contracts with Comcast right now. they're going to be getting rid of that as quick as they can, right? The cord cutters are making cutting cable.
Yeah,
the cord cutters.
You got it.
Yeah.
It is so true, and it cuts to your point. Whether you're in a small to medium business, which is a big part of our marketplace on thomasnet.com, it's certainly a part of your listenership, obviously. The biggest challenge you have is staying up to speed. The second piece is what you touch on, is are we undercapitalized and are we investing the right way and can we afford these new technologies? But there's good news and bad news here. The pace of this adoption and change is accelerating, and it's not accelerating in a linear fashion. It's accelerating in an exponential fashion.
Yes, I call it quantum leap.
The second thing, you got it. The second thing I think is more good news, which is access to incredibly advanced technology today is cheaper, faster, better. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a simple example.
The barrier to entry,
through the magic,
even though the stuff is coming at us faster, that's the bad news. The good news is the barrier to entry is lowering, isn't it?
You got it, Jim. So I'll give you an example. Small, medium, and large companies in the industrial and manufacturing space, which, by the way, collectively now in the U.S. is a $2.3 trillion industry,
wow,
80% of which are made up by small to medium mm-hmm. businesses, they now have access to things like Amazon Web Services. And they're mm-hmm. taking advantage of things like artificial intelligence as mm-hmm. a service, where they can deploy those kinds mm-hmm. of tools on the factory floor that, if on their own, right, you and I running a $10 million, $5 million custom manufacturing business, we couldn't afford that technology on our own.
Tony, hold on to that thought, because when we come back after
Amazon,
the break,
we can afford it.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to get Tony to talk to us about some of these services that you and I have available to us cheaper than ever. We still have to adopt them. 22, right back with Tony Upoff. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.